This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuwa says Nepali literature and art are the jewels of the country. Maoist Center Standing Committee meeting postponed for tomorrow and Russia vows to expand relations with North Korea. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuwa said that Nepal Academy is playing an important role in making the country's language, art and literary culture known in the national and international arena. Inaugurating the 37th academic meeting of Nepal Academy today in Kathmandu, Prime Minister Deuwa said that Nepali literature and art are the jewels of the country, so everything should be done to protect them. The Prime Minister emphasized that since Nepal, which is rich in geographical diversity, has its own heroic history, it should be preserved and all ethnic languages and cultures living in the Himalayas, mountains and Tarai should be protected. Likewise, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Jeevan Ram Shrestha, said that after Nepal Academy launched the mobile app for the Nepali dictionary and it has helped the Nepali people scattered around the world to learn to know Nepali words. Minister Shrestha informed that the construction of Mahakavi Lakshmi Prasad Devkota Museum has reached its final stage and will be inaugurated in a few days. The standing committee meeting of the CPN Maoist Center has been postponed. The meeting call for today has been postponed. Press coordinator of Maoist Center Chair Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda Surya Kiran informed that the meeting will be held at 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning. The meeting was called to discuss the preparations for the election of members of the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly and the selection of office bearers. Nepali Congress is organizing a two-day orientation for the local level representatives elected in the local poll 2079 Bikram Sambat on behalf of the party from today. The party has tailored the orientation for Chief Deputy Chief of the District Coordination Committees, Mayor, Deputy Mayor of Municipalities and Chair, Deputy Chair of Rural Municipalities. Nepali Congress Center Policy, Research and Training Academy is hosting the orientation program at Heritage Garden in Lalitpur. The District Coordination Committees of Baglung, Parbat, Magdi and Mustang districts in Dhaulagiri have stepped up collective campaign to check rampant encroachment in the Kali Gandaki River. In order to implement the Apex Court interim order to prevent illegal extraction of pebbles, sands and boulders from the river, the District Coordination Committees have charted out a shared plan to this effect. The Supreme Court came up with the interim order acting on a writ petition demanding a halt in the implementation of Kali Gandaki River Diversion Project. The Apex Court ordered the District Coordination Committees not to allow the continuation of any activities in the river. A joint meeting hosted by Baglung District Coordination Committee decided to put collective efforts to check unlawful extraction and sale of river-based materials of Kali Gandaki. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province and at a few places in the rest of the country. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhis Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1, Madhis Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at one or two places in the rest of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Russia has vowed to expand its comprehensive and constructive bilateral relations with North Korea, said its President Vladimir Putin. In a letter sent to his counterpart Kim Jong-un, Pyongyang's Liberation Day, Putin said the move would be in both countries' interest. In turn, Kim said the friendship between both nations had been first in World War II with a victory over Japan. He added that their comradely friendship would grow stronger. According to a report by North Korean state media outlet, Putin said the expanded bilateral relations would conform to the interests of the two countries. In his letter, Kim said the Russia-North Korea friendship first in the anti-Japanese war had been consolidated and developed century after century. Pyongyang did not identify the hostile forces by name, but the term has been used repeatedly by North Korea to refer to the US and its allies. A U.S. congressional delegation has arrived for an unannounced visit to Taiwan 12 days after a tour of the island by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Five members of Congress will visit until Monday, said Washington's de facto embassy in the capital, Taipei. China launched its largest ever military exercises around Taiwan after Pelosi's visit earlier in August. Beijing sees the self-governing island as its own renegade territory that must be united with the mainland. It believes that mission could be necessary with the force if other attempts at unification are unsuccessful. Pelosi became the most senior American politician to visit the island in 25 years during her appearance earlier this month. Her brief but controversial stopover was labeled manic, irresponsible, and irrational by the Chinese foreign minister. COVID-19 infection numbers have surged in the Marshall Island just days after the Pacific nation recorded its first local spread of the virus. In the capital city of Majuro, total cases have nearly doubled since Friday. These latest figures mean 1 in 10 of the city's residents have been infected in recent days. On Sunday, Health Secretary Jack said about 75% of tests across the country were returning positive results. A number of Pacific islands had success with keeping coronavirus at bay early in the pandemic through stringent restrictions. As recently as 1 week ago, it had seen no community transmissions of virus, meaning that COVID had not been detected passing from person to person. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Dewa says Nepali literature and art are the jewels of the country. Maoist Center Standing Committee meeting postponed for tomorrow and Russia vows to expand relations with North Korea. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.